Hello, everybody. This is Iron Eagle Mike, back for a new episode of I Am Enough Healing a Broken Body. It is a beautiful Tuesday night, August 7th. We're heading into 8/8/18. Just came back from a part two of my Jacob's Ladder workout. For those of you who aren't familiar, Jacob's Ladder is like a cross between a stair climber and a treadmill, but it's a lot gnarlier, but it's effective. Tonight's theme for discussion is basically about, commitment and fulfilling your dreams, and also something to do with health. Because I believe mental transformation can only begin with a strong body. Now, I've been working out consistently now for 7 years, on and off when I was younger, but only now in the last 7 years, I'm 51 years old, and I'm dedicated to fulfilling my dream. Never too late to start, never too late to dream and take action. So for me, I set myself a goal for this month. I'm going to do a metabolic reset, 30-day program or workout twice a day, and I also tighten up my nutrition. I've always had a good diet the last seven years. I have my cheat days, but this time I wanted to push myself a little bit more. And I know that as we get older, there's more aches and pains, and it's harder to recover. But one thing I've discovered is that when you treat your body right, your body is an amazing piece of energy machinery, and it will respond and take care of you and your mind as well. It's one thing we forget, we like to separate the mind, the body, and the spirit, the soul, and as if to three distinct things. Yet we forget that actually when you put them all together, working as one, that it is an amazing combination, synergy. So for me, the focus here is, I got 30 days. I'm going to do a day workouts. First thing in the morning, I'm going to be working out at least 60 to 80 minutes, sometimes 90 minutes. Weights, boxing, CrossFit, you name it, whatever. And then in the evening, we're going to do another 30 minutes, 45 minutes of high intensity. Or, high intensity training, more of the cardio type of condition. And then keep on doing that. So it takes a lot of mental fortitude. And as I was doing the Jacob's Ladder, I've never done more than 10 minutes on that day. It's a love-hate relationship I have with that machine. But I didn't even know, I was so tired from the morning workout that I was just looking at the time as I kept climbing. And I'm like, geez, it's not even 5 minutes left. I'm so tired. But I had the music going on, and I just started to focus and listen to the music. I don't know what you guys listen to, but for me, I'm an old school guy. I like listening to all the Rocky music, so I had on, the Eye of the Tiger, the best of Rocky, all that. Eye of the Tiger, Hearts of Fire, you name it. So I was just I'm not going to look at the clock. I was talking to myself and say, all right, focus on the beat, focus on the music, and just focus on breathing. That's my focus on my breathing. Breathe in, breathe out. And that's what sustained me. Can I do more than 10? Let's go for 15. And focus on breathing. Climbing. I reach 15 and I'm like, I'm going to go for 20 minutes. I'm going to climb 1,000 feet. Let's go for it. my arms were good, my core was good, my legs were a little tired, so my breathing was great. So I just focused, and my body pushed me through that. And that's what I've been doing for almost last 5 years of my life. I've been doing a lot of visualization, meditation, mental work, positive work, and talking about self-journey. And that's how you build the strength, you build the fortitude inside of you. And because there's parts of the mind that when you feel the discomfort of the lactic acid burning, sweat really coming down, and you just get tired. Beyond the pain and discomfort, beyond that barrier is the most amazing thing. It's your prize, it's your treasure. So that's what I've been doing. Right? Especially when I was going through my healing period, when I got sick about 5 years ago. Seriously. My liver almost gave out, severely scarred, my kidneys were also compromised, my gallbladder, you name it, I was getting that. I hospital twice in 2013, but I opted not to take any medications. I'm going to focus on nutrition, focus on nutrition for my body, supplements, a lot of positive work inside my head. Spiritual work as well, meditation, connecting with the world, with nature, and reading a lot of books, listening to a lot of books, feeding myself positive stuff, constructive stuff, motivating stuff. That's how you start turning your whole coding, that whole paradigm, where it's so easy to give up. And you turn yourself into this amazing, amazing, incredible human machine that just does amazing things that you never thought you'd be capable of doing. I'm 51 years old, like I said, and I'm doing a lot more things now than when I was in my 40s and I was back to doing it again. And I'm not different from anybody else. We're all in the same boat. For those of you who are thinking that, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard. Anything you want in life is going to be hard. You want to achieve something, you got to work for it. Right? You think you're going to get a promotion at work if you don't work, work your best and provide quality work? Same thing in life. You get what you put into it. Right? So my mindset is I'll put 100% just the same way I put 100%. My life at work. I'm going to put 100% into me, even actually 1,000% into me. Because the result is when I put 1,000% into me, go beyond the old programming and let go of that fear and irrational mind, irrational doubts, I accomplish so many fucking things. Sorry for the language, but I just wanted to make a point. In the last few years, I've published 2 books, written and published 2 books on my own on Amazon. Sold over 10,000 digital copies of my books. Never expected that. And now, I've got 2 more books down the road. And I've gone on public speaking gigs. I'm consulting. I've got business as a public speaker, as a consultant, as a business trainer. I'm doing things that my mind before told me that I could. So just an example, when you focus on you, commitment to yourself, and don't listen to those who have opinions, let them have their fucking opinions. Don't let those opinions own you. The moment you accept those opinions becomes your fact. This world that we're born into wants to make us and mold us just the same as every freaking sheep out there, to be fearful, to be doubtful, and to not be their true self. They want to mold us, you, into something that you're really not. I'm telling you this right now. Almost midnight, go out there and get drunk. Get a hold of yourself and focus on your dreams. Plan it, take action, and do your work day in and day out. And that results in massive success. Success is a personal and intimate state of mind. Don't compare yourself to your life. Your competition is you. Every time you look in that mirror, it's just you against you. You against the old you. Today is the now. You're the oldest you'll ever be at this point today, and the youngest you'll ever be. That's living in the now. Keep focusing. Keep believing. Shine your light into the darkness. We're afraid of the darkness. You know that. You can't avoid that. You can't just be in this paradise like thinking that, oh, everything is just lovely, love and light, and everything's shiny and beautiful. You know, in this reality, you gotta go through it. You gotta go shine that light in the darkness and find those hidden treasures, those dreams that we're hiding because we were so afraid. That's how you really start to live. That's how you know that you are more than enough, each one of you. You are an amazing human being. Beautiful, strong, intelligent. No matter what everybody says, keep believing in yourself. I believe in you. I believe in me. And there's nothing wrong with self-care, self-love, and self-promotion, and claiming the greatness that you and I are entitled to. So go for it, okay? August 8th, midnight now. So go for it. Live your life. Be the best that you can be. And if there's fear, through it. What have you got to lose? If it's your dream, go for your dream. Don't ever give up. Every day that ticks by gets closer to the expiration date that we have here. But in the meantime, watch your life. Just keep putting in the work. Iron for my just sharing my thoughts, sharing my passion with everyone. See you in the next episode. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.